Okay, so our next presenter is Dr. Zarya Rubin, and she is a board-certified neurologist with advanced fellowship training in clinical epilepsy from Columbia University. And she obtained her MD from Dalhousie University and completed her neurology residency training at McGill. She is the director of research at LanguageMate, where she combines her language skills, medical knowledge, passion for research, and creative thinking. So, Dr. Rubin.
Thank you. Okay, good afternoon. I'm going to be speaking to you today about one of our newly developed products, healthcare-focused language study software known as the Private Tutor System. This is my disclosure. I'm employed as the director of research at LanguageMate. Just an overview of what I'll be covering today. I'm going to be informing you a little bit about our company, our mission and history, some communication challenges in healthcare, as well as a more in-depth discussion of private tutor medical Spanish, how the course was developed, our prior research and validation methods, as well as our current research study that's ongoing. I have some results to present as well, and hopefully time for questions at the end. So I don't think I have to really impress upon this audience that currently the healthcare system is facing many challenges due to the nature of our multilingual population. As we just heard in the last talk, we have over 26 million limited English proficient patients in the U.S., and of those, 64% are Spanish speakers. And we know that these speakers incur all sorts of adverse health outcomes and increased cost to the system. And while interpreters are one way to address the problem, we know that they're not the total solution due to shortages, lack of accreditation programs, and you know some of the shocking stats are that in New Jersey only 3% of hospitals employ full-time interpreters. And as we know, ad hoc interpreters are really not an option as their errors are 24% more likely to result in clinical consequences. So who are we, LanguageMate? We are a for-profit company that is entirely funded by the NIH through Small Business Innovation Research Grants. And our mission is to bridge the communication gap in healthcare. And we've completed over 300 projects to this end, including work for the American Red Cross, Sesame Workshop. And we collaborate with a lot of academic institutions such as NYU, Columbia, Mount Sinai. And the NIH has been very good to us. We've been awarded 14 grants since we started in 2004. We really believe that this rigorous discipline and scientific foundation underlies all that we do. So this is our bragging slide, just showing our success rate vis-a-vis the averages for NIH grants. So we really feel encouraged that the NIH believes in the work that we're doing. Advance. Okay, so this slide is a conceptual representation of the language gap with the patient sort of struggling on one side, the provider on the other. And in order to bridge this divide, we feel that there needs to be a multifaceted approach at all aspects of the clinical encounter and continuity of care. So all of these stepping stones are actually tools that we're developing to help address language gaps. Some of them are more directed towards the patient, some are more directed towards the provider. But today I'm really going to be focusing on the private tutor project. If anyone has any thoughts or comments about the other projects, we can talk about those later. So this project's been a collaborative effort with the NIH, with Mount Sinai School of Medicine and Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. It is a web-based self-directed learning program that encompasses three levels of Spanish, medical Spanish, from basic, advanced beginner to intermediate, and each level has 12 lessons. Each lesson is approximately 90 minutes. And of course, this is really designed to enhance current language services and not designed to replace interpreters. So our pedagogy is based on the authentic context tutoring methodology, and that really just states that all of the learning should take place within an authentic context. So in this case, all of the grammar, vocabulary, examples that students are exposed to are really in the medical setting and, you know, in the way in which they would be using the language. So they don't really learn about hotels and restaurants. So this schematic over here is basically a representation of how students are able to acquire new knowledge. That knowledge is reinforced through custom-tailored exercises, and then they're able to apply those skills through more challenging advanced exercises such as video and audio role play. We employ a tutor-based approach because we feel that's sort of the best way to learn. It's from a private tutor, and the tutor addresses the student through audio and video segments, providing encouragement and instruction on more challenging grammatic concepts. So we validated our methodology through a pilot study in 2007, where 24 healthcare professionals undertook 3 lessons of Brazilian Portuguese on the topic of pain assessment, and they completed 3 lessons as well as a post-test and a retention test. And we were very pleased with the results, as the students managed to achieve very high scores on written listening, and speaking comprehension. And when they were tested at 3 weeks post, they managed to retain 89% of what they had learned. They also liked it, which is encouraging. 100% thought that if the software were available in a language that they wished to use, they would use it. 96% felt that it would enhance their ability to care for non-English speaking patients. Important here is that 83% felt that they would become more culturally sensitive. 96% felt that hospitals should really make this available to their staff. And we love this quote because one of the participants said, "I now would not feel intimidated by meeting a Portuguese patient. I have learned the basics. Thank you." So with that in mind, we went ahead and applied for additional funding from the NIH to develop our full-scale comprehensive medical Spanish program. And basically, the 3-level approach begins with fundamental concepts in medical Spanish. And in level 2, this is built on with a more in-depth review of systems and more specialized vocabulary. And in level 3, the students have acquired additional grammar, basic Spanish language, and medical Spanish skills, and are able to put it all together for a more complete encounter and in-depth counseling. And throughout, we emphasize Spanish language skills, medical context, and cultural competency. This is sort of an overview of the lesson format and what's contained in each lesson. Of course, we emphasize medical terminology. We also have our very own Spanish version of ER, our telenovela, where students are exposed to authentic dialogue and a variety of accents and different speakers from all over the Latin world. There are many opportunities to practice speaking skills, although this is somewhat challenging with the web-based program, but there are patient-provider dialogues, audio and video role plays, and as well, of course, cultural competency. So we believe that you cannot teach the language in isolation, so we encourage learning of different cultural taboos, clinical customs, and we emphasize that all Spanish patients are not alike. So I don't know if this video is going to work. It probably won't, but I have a backup plan on the next page. Yeah, I love technology. Yeah, but so I have this solution, so we'll see if we can make this video play, and I'm not sure if we have any volume or anything. Hope I can get back to my presentation now. Okay. So currently we're in the midst of our phase 2 study, which is a 10-month cohort study looking at the efficacy and adaptability of the program. We're studying 82 medical students and residents at Mount Sinai and Columbia, and the students are progressing through the entire course in a linear fashion. They're taking the lessons, they're taking all the assessments and quizzes, they're giving us feedback through surveys and discussion sessions, and it's going to all culminate in an OSCE-type examination. I have some sort of hot off the presses results because we're really at the outset of the study, only a couple of months in, but this is sort of an overview of the demographics of our student population, mostly second and fourth year students, male-female ratio and age range. We surveyed the students about prior language learning, although they were all required to have at most a beginner sort of exposure to Spanish. and we surveyed them about their motivation for wanting to learn medical Spanish. On 96%, it was to communicate more effectively with their Spanish-speaking patients and to gain Spanish-speaking vocabulary, medical Spanish vocabulary. These are some of our results for the first 5 lessons. So the students were given a comprehensive assessment at baseline, and they didn't do so well, which is good because that allowed us to demonstrate that they actually did improve from using the lessons. And so after completing the quizzes from each of the lessons, we see that their scores have really gone up considerably. So these are all preliminary results, but the trends look encouraging as we've seen a substantial improvement over baseline, and the scores are consistently in the passing range. The students have also given us positive feedback in terms of, you know, they enjoy the program, the vocabulary, the terminology, the cultural competency modules. And we really feel that this program, if deployed sort of in a general fashion in medical schools and healthcare professional training programs through hospitals, has the potential to offer a number of benefits for the providers and for the institutions, but most importantly for the limited English proficiency patients that we're aiming to serve in terms of improved understanding of their diseases and conditions, better, the patients are better informed about the availability of financial assistance. There's a greater likelihood that they're going to return to the clinic if they receive some language concordant care, and they're more likely to be satisfied with the care they receive. And of course, there's increased efficiency, cost reduction, and the staff tend to be more satisfied as well. So in conclusion, the study is still ongoing, and we feel that it has the potential to be a promising tool that can improve language skills of healthcare providers, patient-provider communication, and cultural competency. And the course can really readily be integrated as an elective, or because there's no in-class time, students can complete this on their own. And in fact, we're going to be piloting the course at NYU College of Nursing in the spring. So if anyone is interested in future collaborations, feel free to contact me. And there's a bunch of literature at the back on the program. And there's actually some cards where you can sign up for a free trial. You can try lesson 1 if you have an academic account. And I just want to thank all of my colleagues. Some of them are in the back. And, of course, the NIH and the principal investigator, William Tan. And that's all. And I'll take questions at the end.